Go ahead.
Alright.
Hello there.
Mr. Cronkite.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Bob Ward in Huntsville.
Right, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope you are.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
I'm busy.
I wish there'd be much help to you.
Busy.
I can't think of a single Von Braun anecdote for you.
Alright, well, I have a couple of questions that might prompt some memory there. I know how busy you are, and it's so great of you to do this, or try to do this anyway. Thanks. I mentioned that John Glenn has very graciously contributed a preface or foreword to this, which I'm grateful for. In a letter that you wrote Dr. Von Braun on his 60th birthday, you wrote to Ed Lee and his magic submarine. It suggested that maybe you took a ride undersea with Von Braun and Link on some occasion, and I'm familiar with the background on that submersible that Ed Link developed.
Right, yeah.
Does that prompt any recollection?
Well, only that we had a mutual interest and a mutual friend in Ed Link.
I see.
We didn't dive together. I dived with Ed. But not together with Werner.
Right.
But we talked frequently. We talked more about that than we did about space, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, everything about space had been said practically.
Sure.
But these ocean exploration was so new, and it was new to.
Sure.
So he had a fascination with it.
Okay. I have a number of stories about him and sailing in my material. I read with great interest your autobiography. I picked up a copy at the Gannett's Museum in Arlington there. And I noted where you had, you wrote today recently where you said or suggested that you considered Von Braun as the new Columbus, and you thought that he would be regarded more as such as the years and centuries went on. Can you elaborate on that just a bit?
Well,
maybe it was the first Saturn V launching in the unmanned launching in 67, and it almost shook your broadcasting booth apart. Did you, that suggested to me, I know we were both down there for the Apollo 11 launching. Did you have a chance to speak with Werner either immediately before or after that launching, and if there were any personal memorable comments made between the two of you?
I can't offer you anything there. No, I just don't recall anything of that nature happening.
Okay. I saw him at the press site right before launch, and all I could think of, because I'd interviewed him several times in years earlier, was just to stick out my hand and wish him good luck, which he seemed to appreciate. I almost said break a leg, but didn't want to do that. I spotted Herman Oberth at the press site in tow with Ernst Stuhlinger, and Ernst is helping me a great deal with this book project. Yes, much appreciated. I'm trying to think. Did you ever recall any instance when you might have sat down with Werner for a drink or a meal or something, and anything that transpired or was said? I didn't know if you had opportunities to do that with him.
Oh, gosh. I really didn't have, as much as I like to claim it, I really can't claim that I did have that kind of an intimate relationship with Werner.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
We have many chats from time to time, you know, on various aspects of the space program, obviously.
Sure.
Coming up, but not in that kind of social environment.
I understand. Did he ever express to you, or explain may not be the right word, his extreme interest in undersea activities? I know he was an avid scuba diver, and Arthur C. Clarke turned him on to that, and it became a favorite pursuit of many years thereafter. Were you interested in scuba diving as well?
Well, I was interested in deep space exploration.
Right.
Such,
deep sea, yes.
Some scuba work, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To pursue the all that.
Sure. And you don't really recall von Braun's getting into that appeal.
Well, that was
the
deep interest that we shared.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you about.
Yes.
Of space exploration. He was just terribly interested in it.
In sea exploration, deep sea. Right. One other thing, I was a little bit astonished and appalled to see in a Time magazine, a special edition of several months back, where it was on the profile, the 100 scientists and thinkers, it was that edition, that in Time's judgment, stood out for in the 20th century, and they gave Robert Goddard quite appropriately a big spread there, but they dismissed von Braun with really not much more than a footnote that Goddard was the real trailblazer, and that the Germans even borrowed heavily from Goddard's inventions and his advancements. When Ernst and the other Germans tell me that was not the case, they had one paper only scientists internationally and thinkers.
Well, it does seem to me that, if you're getting down that far into the list of 100, there could be no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Opportunity to meet with or see Dr. von Braun during his Washington years, or when he was up in with Fairchild Industries, I guess in the nothing that comes to mind, and I guess during his lingering fatal illness, did you have any contact then? Okay, all right. I'm trying to give you enough time maybe to think of, I appreciate so much your comments here to one humorous or other anecdote from y'all's relationship.
Right.
But nothing really comes to mind that much.
No, as I said in the opening, you know, the anecdotal material just doesn't come to me with the our conversations usually were all of a kind of a serious nature, as I say.
might help a bit with operating money as well as with building and keeping more friends for the Science Center. And then a couple other quick matters. 881-3553. Thanks. Bye. Yes, yes, I'm ready to see him with you. I've done a little reconnoitering of the wine scene through his website, and then I went to a wine store and found some wines that I didn't find at the website. There's a cane Chardonnay, a single vineyard, not his vineyard, a single vineyard. Grape, though, that he's bottled under his label and with his wine master and all that, that it was $13 at a local private wine store. You know, otherwise I found on the website some wines that ranged from about $25 to $60 a bottle, and they were all reds. I'm familiar with a Cane or Carneros Chardonnay that I really like. It's a bit of a heavier